Flack and Cedric are now descending ahead of the rest of you. Mike, you seemed as though you might have wanted to do something about that. Or are you going to continue to shuffle your way down?
I think I'm going to continue to shuffle just because I don't... I mean, what am I going to use? A gust of wind and like float down?
You like hop on my hovercraft?
No, you're so tiny. And I also don't want to... My wings of staying alive will push me in a direction. What are you looking at me like that for? I can't...
I'm just asking if you want to do something.
You want me to jump... And then use my wings of staying alive before I hit the ground that I can't see?
Well, roll perception.
Oh.
Now, you sing it really
now
slow.
Now that Etienne has lit up the room.
Until you see the ground and then you just finish the song really fast.
it turns minor and you start.
I had dirty 20.
A dirty 20 perception. You can see that the little ramp thing, the little ledge... does not go all the way down.
Oh, okay.
There is another tunnel that is partially down, but not all the way down.
How far away is it from where Zabbis and I are?
Significantly. It would be a drop.
Okay.
But, you know, if you wanted to try to time it to shoot yourself off into the...
Oh, my God.
That is up to you.
You're trying to kill me.
I'm not trying to kill you. I am presenting your options. You can continue, by all means, continue to shuffle and we'll just make our way down there.
I'm shuffling.
Yeah, I'm shuffling. Shuffling.
Every day.
Every day I'm shuffling.
Yeah.
That's all I can do.
So you guys continue to shuffle along with Dormak and the now two remaining guards. Meanwhile, Cedric and Flack, you have reached this new doorway.
Okay.
And this is not the perfect masonry from above. This is definitely much more. It's like wooden buttresses and it's just earth tunnel, more mine-like than hallway, than secret passageway.
Mm-hmm.
Cedric kind of like lands, he like guides his way in and he grabs the ceiling and then turns off his levitation and he thunks down. You float in and he does the same. He like pushes your buttons and you do the same. And
he certainly does.
There's a metal clank as your legs, the opposite of recoil.
Deploy.
As your legs deploy and you touch down. Down in this little earthenware tunnel.
Just making little Jetsons noises the whole time.
And you're in this earthenware tunnel and it's the two of you.
How do I get one of those? I want a little hovercraft.
I know, right? Like a little hover belt?
Yeah.
Like we all should be Baron Harkonnen from Dune.
Yeah. Do they make them Zabbis size?
I'm sure you could find one. You're also in, like, to that end... You're in a location where there are a bunch of magical craftsmen. So keep that in the back of your head for maybe something like needing another secret ring or something like that.
Yeah. Some other cool thing that I will purchase and then forget that I own. I can't wait.
So you have landed down here and you're looking around and Cedric says to you, "Well, creature, we seem to have found what looks to be a very cultistly made tunnel."
Cultistly? Motherfucker said cultistly.
What's your interpretation of these buttresses, this earth tunnel? It definitely seems like something that cultists could have made to me, but by all means, I'll defer to the experienced one here.
I have a lore question.
Yes.
How old do we understand this cult to be? Is this like a new thing or is this like they've always kind of been around like the Illuminati or some shit?
This is a relatively new thing. They popped up fast and hard and they've become a problem.
Okay. So this is more, I mean, not in terms of like what they do, but just time. Like this is more Manson family than like Freemasons.
Yes. Yes. That is a very, very, that's a perfect.
Okay.
Yes.
Got it.
That's
just in relation to like how quickly it happened and okay,
definitely.
Is the
definitely.
Light of the aurora the masons
that yes
oh cool okay
yeah yeah
that, yeah
we there, got two cults fam.
Yes, there's the
good
real
cult, bad cult.
Yeah, there's the real cult that's been around forever and has like faded over time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and then there's this new cult that that claims to worship the same things but is very Manson
killing
family
folks.
In
yeah.
your face killing folks.
Well, yeah, the older cults now just like a bunch of people kind of just playing dress up.
And, yeah, like
they listen to one podcast.
Yeah. My dad, I don't know if my dad listens to D&D, but he's a Freemason. And from my understanding, it's just a bunch of old guys just hanging out. They have roast beef charity dinners. I've been to several of them.
That's definitely more, that's exactly, you're exactly right.
I always
right.
thought they were so boring as a kid, and now if I could go back, I'd be like, no, appreciate how weird this is.
I have decided to wait until further information before making a hypothesis.
Very interesting. Suddenly very quiet, I see, now that we've presented
oh
your
my God, you can't
feeble
win
brain
with
new information. Well, let's just continue then and continue investigating. Come on, creature, follow me. And he continues walking.
I will follow of my own accord.
The rest of you make your way down to this same tunnel opening.
Hold up. Do I have wings?
You do.
Have I not been using them this entire fucking time?
You haven't so
I
far.
I forgot that. I just never have them. So
are
I,
they cosmetic, though?
I know. That's what I'm worried about. I don't know if they're real. Because was I floating when I transformed?
You did kind of hover in that moment.
I just don't know if that translates to I will be able to, like, glide down to this.
Well, what's Zabba's do at the last four steps?
Oh, am I, like, almost there?
You're getting closer.
I wonder if I could... I want to see if I can kind of like do a little glide. Can I like jump and glide and have it look cool?
Roll athletics or,
I keep
or
picking,
acrobatics.
Okay. That's slightly better, but what's a six gonna get me? Really bad rolls today.
Yeah.
Cosmetic wings, I think.
I think it's not so much that the wings are cosmetic is that you don't understand how to move the muscles that flap them.
Okay.
So you like leap to try to spread out your wings, but you spread out your arms and your legs instead, and your wings don't really move.
Oh, no.
You jump from the last, several feet of the ledge to the tunnel entrance, but you kind of face plant into the tunnel entrance. So you don't fall down, you're safe, but you weren't able to spread your wings until you face plant, and then your wings spread.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they just... Oh my gosh, like an early Wright Brothers kind of.
Yeah. Yeah, very Icarus.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I hope, did anyone see it?
Marjorie's face is towards the earthen wall.
You're
I'm scooching.
Yeah.
Oh no.
How bad I feel will depend on how many people saw that happen.
As you're getting up and dusting yourself off, Dormac puts a hand on your back and
I wouldn't worry about it. We're not used to having wings here. It was a good attempt, and they're very impressive when they're spread.
Oh, thank you, Dormat. You're my only friend. That's not true. I like Dormat.
He is still compelled to tell you the truth in all things.
That's right. Oh, yeah. So that was a very genuine, like, you tried and that's okay. Oh my
sweet
God.
Boy. Gressel, don't kill
it's like
him.
When you try doing karaoke and Disco Leaves even fail, but Kim likes it more because you tried.
Yeah.
Aww.
Oh no, do I just make Dormac Kim?
No, please. I won't be able to handle it if anything bad happens to him.
No. That's no to him being Kim. Kitsuragi or
yeah, Kitsuragi.
Not no to potentially nothing bad happening.
Hey,
something bad can happen to any NPC at any moment, except for a handful. Yes, he says. Well, at least you tried. And then the rest of you make your way down. Margarine, you're first, and then the guards are coming up the rear. The last two guards are concerned about this whole thing. They're worried.
I try to pick their pockets.
Roll sleight of hand.
In my brain, I've gotten down first, and I'm kind of like holding my hand out to help.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Dirty 20.
Yeah, dirty 20. You can definitely pick their pockets as you're helping them down. What do you get? Are you trying to... You're just trying to pick their pockets. You're not trying to disarm them necessarily or anything. You just want what's in their stuff. Comment
person. Like, I just... what you got?
What's the stuff?
What's the stuff? I'm curious, but like these styluses?
You don't find one of those.
Yeah, I'm wondering like...
Yeah.
Oh, what's the average boy got in his pocket?
They do not have a stylus like that. They do have toolkits that are a little bit more specific than anything that you're used to. The tools are finer.
I'm looking at my tools. I've got a disguise kit, a navigator's tools, a thieves tools, and a tinkerer's tool.
Yeah, these are closer to the tinkerer's tools, but they're even more. We in a modern audience would think the difference between like woodworking tools and like computer screwdrivers. Like there's a precision to these tools that are unlike your normal tools, but they call to mind for Margarine the carving tools.
I'm stealing one of those kits.
Sure. They are not recreation of the carving tools that you found on Durgi, but... they do call to mind those tools.
I'm not going to take both folks' kits.
Yeah.
Because what if they need them? Well, I'm just going to take the one.
You take that, and you steal some money and stuff too. You know.
Yeah. Good.
Like one, one has like a like a pocket watch that has a picture of a lady dwarf in it.
Hell yeah.
Ooh.
That you take.
Wow.
Damn. Beth doesn't even look up. Like, yep, writing it down.
Wow. That's like quintessential, like evil criminal behavior in a story. If they take something that is just a sentimental thing instead of something of value.
This is pants.
Pants is evil.
Oh, it's like a photo of like a love. I thought it was like a little pinup. It might be.
Maybe it is. You know what? Yeah, that's more fun. Yeah, that it's like...
It's a nudie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, very hairy.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
We love it.
But not where you think.
On the sides. Yeah. Like a
sideburns.
Oh. Just really hairy knees, and that's it.
Yeah.
And curled all the way down to the toes.
So you take this stuff as you help them down.
What would I call this? Advanced tinkerer's tools?
Sure. Precision tinkers.
Advanced.
You follow down the tunnel. Cedric and Flack are leading the way. You wind for a bit until...
Oh, wait. Fletch, were you walking down the stairs as well?
Yeah.
Oh, I picked his pockets too.
Okay.
But you picked my pockets?
Yeah.
What the fuck, Margarine?
What do you take from Fletch?
What are you doing?
What you got?
What you got?
I'm
like a monk. So
yeah, probably not a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
I reach into your pocket.
Just give a little squeeze.
Wait, what? I grab her hand and just like squeeze it.
You know what? You know what? If you're doing Fletch, roll perception to see if you can catch her. See if you can beat a dirty 20.
22.
There you go. You do. You reach into your pocket and give her hand a little squeeze. Like, nice try.
You hear a faint giggle out of the pants.
One of the guards turns around.
Oh, at that giggle?
At the giggle.
Oh, good fucking job, pants.
And says, everybody, be on your guard. There's something else here. I heard something.
No, it was just me. I get I'm ticklish, I got tickled, and I went...
And I pull my hand out of his pocket.
I just keep getting pranked.
Right, the pants prank.
Wiggly fingers, wiggly spirit hands.
Don't be paranoid, man.
Not spirit hands, spirit fingers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jazz hands.
All right, but I still think that we should be on our guard.
Well, sure.
I mean, that is your job.
Yeah.
I'm not there, but...
Wait, so up till this point, the pants have not made, like, noise?
They haven't said anything.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
They haven't vocalized.
Okay. Got it.
They've communicated through charades.
Okay. I wasn't sure if it was like entirely. Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
And just a reminder that Margarine, you can only really see in front of you.
Yes. That's why I didn't see Zabbis fall on his ass.
You didn't see Zabbis fall.
That's right. No one saw it.
On his face.
I wouldn't know.
Cedric and Flack, you follow the pathway for a little bit until you reach a room. This is a big room that definitely suddenly feels older and intentional. You went from like, okay, this was a tunnel that was recently built, to suddenly you're in ancient temple territory. This is like a very old space. The air smells old and musky and dank. There are crumbling tiles and walls. The floor is this, it almost looks like marble. And it seems as though at one time it was polished, although now it is dull and covered in grime. There's a pattern of some kind on it, but you cannot recognize it. It is unfamiliar to you. When Cedric takes a step onto this marble, it's suddenly very, very dark. Pitch black.
Like we can't see?
No one can see.
Even in
dark, not where the rest of you guys are, but in this room with Flack and Cedric, it is like the lights turned off. Dark vision doesn't work. It is dark.
What did you do?
I did nothing. Creature, this surely is your doing. You must have touched something with your curious hands.
Don't you have some sciencey contraption to bring us light again?
Well, of course I do. I was doing it.
Then light it up.
He's doing something on his cannon arm.
How do I see that?
Because there's flashes of light, but they immediately go out.
What did this do to Etienne?
Etienne, as you guys approach, Etienne starts to dim.
No!
Wow.
And it's, well, that's misleading. It's not that Etienne dims. It's that you suddenly can't see him.
Okay.
It's that you're walking into a veil of darkness.
Okay.
Advanced darkness.
Don't worry, nothing bad can ever happen to Etienne because he's magic.
He's already dead.
I think that's actually true that nothing can happen.
Yeah, like nothing. Yeah. He's just like a...
Like, worst case, he comes back later.
Yeah. It's literally part of the... Because it's... Oh, yeah, I got it.
But he can only be summoned by a fan at a convention.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, find familiar.
Yeah. It's like if it drops to zero, you have to like cast it again or something. Like it's a very, like you get him. Yeah, he can't be killed. So you guys walk into this darkness and suddenly, yeah, everybody cannot see anything. And Cedric.
Are the rest of you here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I clap.
The prince caused this whole place to go into darkness.
The creature doesn't know what he's talking about. It was I did nothing of the sort. This is some sort of cultist shenanigans.
And before the lights went out, I saw the place, and it looked like it was not a cultist place. It looked like it was ancient.
Great info.
That is true.
my prince, are you here? I can't see you. It's so dark. I'm not used to seeing darkness like this. It's very curious. You said this was ancient down here, creature. Is there something? This perhaps could be maybe one of the old temples and hidden in the mountains.
It looked pretty temple-y. That is correct.
Dormak, you're espousing your useless history knowledge. It's not. Not going to benefit us here. How is knowing where who built this temple going to turn the lights back on?
Margin, roll perception.
I have no idea if you're doing it on purpose, but his vocabulary is so funny. Like, this looks very cultishly built and history knowledge. It's just, I like it.
You're doing like an impersonation of that guy from What We Do in the Shadows,
yeah, Matt
right?
Berry. Yeah, it's Matt Berry. Weird word choices is what I'm trying to do.
Yeah, it's good.
Excellent. I rolled a 16 for perception.
Marjorie, okay. You see things.
Okay. You want to know what's been running through my brain?
Yeah.
Marjorie's got a... Like, Marjorie thinks Cedric is a dick.
No one likes Cedric. Yeah.
It's pitch black right now.
Yeah.
She's gonna follow his voice and try to steal another one of those gems.
You're gonna goose him. Give him a little pinch on the butt.
I thought you were gonna push him over.
Marjorie doesn't kill people. Like, I don't want to get I don't want the lights to come up and people are like, there's a dead body. Oh no.
Yeah. It's been
bodies. Okay. Roll your sleight of hand and we'll deal with what you see as we're resolving, if you can do that.
At 20.
Oh wow.
Wow.
Take the whole cannon.
I've never stolen anything our whole campaign, and it's all coming out now. All the energy.
to an unlikable person.
take his fucking legs. Take his, everything he has.
Oh my god.
Nat 20.
I don't want him to he can't know. It's stealing.
You cannot remove the cannon arm. That is,
I don't want the cannon arm. I want
the
gems.
You want the gems.
Because he was like, you dumb bitch, you can't, you dumb pants, you can't use my special acid gem. Now I'm like, I'm going to use all your gems.
Because it is dark, the gems are not glowing.
Right. But I can see, apparently.
You can see there are faint glows coming from the floor in a pattern. So you can kind of see. And you can kind of, as your eyes adjust, you can make your way over to Cedric by following his voice and seeing, and then because of this like very dim light that's coming from the floor. And you do unscrew his gemstones, which you can kind of see, and they tumble out and you grab them.
All of them.
All of them.
Oh, okay. How many are there?
Six.
Six total.
Okay.
So now you have all of them. It's an emerald, a ruby, a diamond, a topaz, a sapphire, and an amethyst. Those are the gems. Mike's nodding in Diablo 2.
Yep. Yes.
And you're able to unscrew them all, and they fall out as before, and you grab them with your nat 20 quietly. They do not glow in this darkness.
Amethyst is pink?
Purple.
Purple.
You see this glow. You see this faint glow.
I'm getting away from him, getting over to a sort of unoccupied space in this room.
Mm-hmm.
And what am I, now I'm paying attention to, like, satisfied. Mm-hmm. I'm paying attention to what's glowing.
There are symbols on the floor that are glowing. They light up a pathway.
Do these symbols make me think of old people language, but I can't read them.
Yes.
Just like the etching that I took from the throne room.
They are the same old style of that.
Dragon tongue.
Dragon runes, yes. Presumably.
That's her assumption. Okay. Everybody's just yelling at each other.
Yes.
And you said that they're in like a circle?
They illuminate a winding pathway across the room.
Oh. I'll walk it.
Okay. Just yourself?
Yeah, I mean, I can't say anything.
Sure. You cross it. And when you get to the other side, the darkness goes away. For you. Everybody else still completely wreathed in darkness.
Oh.
But you, the lights flick back on when you step off onto a little ledge into another hallway. And this hallway is much more, this is not like tunnel. This is like, now you're in like a temple hallway.
First things first, I check to see if I glow from the gems.
You don't glow from the gems. Like,
or not, I don't glow, but can people look at me and say, oh, she's got gems in her pocket?
No one can see anything. Everybody else is still like,
Gressel, if I look down.
Are they glowing?
Through my pants.
No.
Okay, cool.
No, they don't shine through the pants.
Jump and wave my arms in the air to be followed.
Can we see that other light that's lit up, or can only she see that?
Nope.
So we can't see her.
Nope, you're still darkness. You're still stopped at the front end of the room that you came in on. As soon as Cedric stepped onto the like marble floor, everything went dark.
So just like in the tunnels, Marjorie has forged ahead, and now everybody's talking to each other. And yep. So she's going to go back and repeat the process and grab Fletch.
Okay. In darkness, you feel something grab you.
Duh.
Oh.
I squeeze.
The
way that he squeezed me.
Oh.
Can you see? Wait, you don't have who has secret rings?
Oh, Marjorie, Flack, and Zabbis.
Oh, fuck. and I'm... All right, I'm going to start talking, and I'm just going to keep squeezing Fletch.
there's I can see a walkway, and I walked it, and I got into a light area, and if you follow me, we can do the walk. I've hey, got Marge? Fletch. What?
Marge, hold on 1 minute. Don't worry, everyone. I'm sure we'll see soon, because the prince assured us that he is finding a solution to this darkness.
Yes, of course I am. I'm doing the calculations right now in my brain. I just need a few moments to. Yes, you see it's because of the angle of this room and relative to the shaft.
I'm gonna lay down
for
Marge, a second.
I'm going to how about you show me how to get there and then run back into the dark and I'll say that I found the way. In here? Is that
okay?
Cool?
Oh no, I was gonna say we just all sneak off and just leave him standing there.
Ooh, that's actually a better idea. Let's do that. Yeah.
All right, everybody join hands.
Okay.
Here's the thing is I feel like we have to be really quiet though.
Yeah, we do. Okay, I think we'll all just sit down in place as we wait for the prince and his vastly more experienced brain to figure out the perfect way to light this room and get us out of this situation.
You hear, when you say sit down and think in place, you hear the guards in Dormak sit. That you can hear the shuffling of their, you know, especially the guards, they're wearing armor and stuff. Mm-hmm. Not far from you, you can hear them shuffle and sit. And one of the guards sits, and then you hear crumbling, stone crumbling and breaking. And you hear that drop, and you hear splashes, and then you hear a scream. As the guard falls through a crumbling floor into a body of liquid far below.
Oh.
We like Dormak.
It wasn't Dormak.
Oh.
I don't know that.
No, it was one of the... Oh, well, I guess that's true.
Well, that sounded bad. Roll call. Who's still alive?
I am.
Me.
Yeah. Obviously, I'm still here because I have to work out... I'm just busy with calculations.
Get them to come to us and we'll just all follow pants.
My prince, are you okay?
Okay, Dormak's still good? Okay, great. All right, let's go.
I don't want him to die. Tell him to follow pants.
No, man, listen, we can't risk letting that guy in, okay, on the plan. Because he's kind of a doormat. I don't trust him to...
Are you guys serious? Fletch wouldn't let him die.
I wish we could ask him, but I think he would. I think he would.
Oh, God. I really like him, but I hate Cedric so much.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I like Dormak enough to weigh out how much I don't want Cedric hanging out with us anymore.
Yeah. Fucking hell. I'm just, okay. I'm going to tug Fletch and pull him. Down the path. So we're going to, all four of us are going to start going down this path.
Okay. Roll stealth if you want to try to do it quietly.
Yes. I don't want to do it quietly.
What?
Okay.
Fucking pants. Okay.
I'm not trying to be loud, but I'm not going to try to be stealthy.
Okay. You're at 25.
Going to be stealthy. 14.
13.
That's good enough because it's so dark and because they're like everybody's like, are you all right?
Yeah.
Marjorie, are you trying to make noise? Are you?
No, I'm not trying to make noise.
You're just generally walking, okay?
But I don't want him to die.
Why? Wait, why does Marge like Dormak?
I was hanging out with him with Fletch.
Yeah,
he's not a bad guy.
Yeah, he was nice.
He's not. I just fucking hate Cedric.
You guys make your way across the path. You get to the other side of the room. You step across the threshold into the temple tunnels, and the lights turn back on.
When that happens, I'm going to pull on Fletch's arm and point towards Dormak.
You want me to go get him?
And I turn my head upside up and down and up and down and up and down. My mask face.
Like, is there a way we can just steal him? And
no, because he's going to fucking say... Oh.
Oh my lord, there's pants pulling me. I found a way to go out of here, my lord.
You could use your special door. We could dimension door but over here.
He's bigger than me, right?
He is bigger than you.
Can't take him with me. You're the only one.
He's a little bit bigger than you, yeah.
Yeah. Why can Marjorie see when the rest of us can't?
That's a very good question.
old people vision.
Oh wait, so we don't get the same light.
The notoriously
light
great old people vision.
No, you don't see the glow on the floor. You are being pulled by Margarine, and that's the only way that you and the path that you take is not linear. You wind and you twist and you turn, and sometimes you double back. And in the darkness, it's very disorienting. But when you get across, you can see and the lights turn back on. You can see that you just crossed a really big room. And you can see the big hole that the one guard fell through.
Oh, we can see into the dark room.
You can see the
whole
room.
You can see them arguing.
What's the fucking prince doing?
He's kind of like, he's putting on a show, even though no one can see him. He's like measuring angles with his hands and like trying to like triangulate, and nobody can see shit.
Yeah.
Or you guys, you could not see shit, and everybody said that they could not see
shit.
Does
it look like he can
it
actually?
It looks like he can't see shit.
Okay.
Okay.
He is gesturing as though people can see him. He's clearly like putting on a show. And you can hear his voice booming across the room like, there just must be some way if we could get the light in from the tunnel. And, you know, it doesn't make any sense that our dark vision would not work in a place like this. This is cultiness. What? High cultiness.
Secret Reeves, just yell at them to follow pants. I'm going to go back out.
Hey, Margarine. I don't want to hang out with Cedric anymore.
I don't either, but he shouldn't have to fall into the water and drown.
Yes, he should.
Well, I stole all of his gems. Is that enough?
No. This guy sucks.
I don't have secret rings. I can't. What do you guys? I see you just miming and stuff, and like I'm starting to get annoyed at this.
Just gesticulating angrily.
Okay, well, here's the thing: is fucking Pants wants to go get fucking Dormac, and I'm saying no. Let's just bail on these guys and go, so we don't have to hang out with Prince fucking Humble Dick anymore.
You know what? I'm gonna cast Pass Without Trace on me. I'm gonna go sneak up behind Dormac. I'm gonna just go, and I'm gonna knock him out real quick. And put him on my back, and we'll...
Okay, tell him to follow me. I'll be his guide.
I said I'm going to knock him out.
Fletch has to follow Margarine. Because when you go back in, you're not going to be able to see.
If I go in a straight line, it'll be fine.
I slap his ass.
You can tie a rope to him.
Okay, I can't pass without trace on myself.
Okay, that's a +10 to stealth
checks.
Can't
you do it to someone else, too?
All
like
of
pants?
You would get it, yes.
Oh, we'd all get it, yes. Okay.
Okay, so I'm walking.
All right, I'm walking with him. I grab his hand and I guide him.
Yeah, please.
Down the correct path.
Yes.
And I will not let him do anything else.
Yeah,
dog trainer did with our dog.
Fletch, you were about to walk in a straight line until Pants abruptly yanked you in a different direction
and then saved
you
your fucking life,
and then
I'm sure.
As your foot starts to fall, the marble underneath it crumbles a little bit, that little square of tile you, Zabbis, and Flack can see from where you're standing crumbles away, and this big square descends.
What was that? I heard another splash. Is everyone here?
Shit.
My prince, I'm still here.
How close are we?
I roll a voice. Is there a fucking spell?
I would probably let Flack roll performance for that as a bard thing.
Oh, to like throw my voice?
Yeah.
Okay, I will roll my +15 performance.
Can I cast prestidigitation?
Yeah, totally. That accomplishes
just
the same
like
thing.
A,
yeah.
You guys could also pretend to just have died.
That's also an option.
Ooh, that's interesting. Like we fell through there.
I'm going to throw my voice with my 31 that I rolled.
Ooh.
Oh my God. Oh my God. And you and Zavis could leave.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Everybody wins.
Oh my God.
Do you prestidigitate?
Yeah, I think maybe I do. Like, it sounds like my hands are grabbing the ground, but then I like fall.
Okay.
Oh, like a Gandalf slide.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I can't say I'm terribly surprised that the creature would meet such an ignominious end, but, you know, here we are. It was a good experiment, and, you know, we'll make sure that we make record of Professor Kremen's fine work in the annals. And
hey, Margarine, how are we close, oh, DM? Geez.
You're getting close, but should've you had the stealth.
Given him a fucking ring.
You've got pass without trace is a veil of silence and shadow.
Oh, it is? Okay.
So we can talk to each other.
You can with your very good stealth rolls and the spell. You could whisper in this moment, and also, you know, Cedric is talking loudly and to himself.
Yeah. Well, while Fletch and Margarine are doing that, I'm like, okay, Zabbis, let's get out of here. Yeah. But mark my words, I'm going to come back and kick that guy's ass.
Yeah, that's fair.
Okay.
All right. Now you don't have to pretend to be a creature anymore.
Yeah, I know. I've been waiting.
Now I don't have to be your dad anymore.
Yeah. You guys can be Flack and Zabbis.
Yeah, God, I'm so happy.
Great.
Hey everybody, Grussel here with a few quick announcements and get you right back to it. Thanks so much for listening to episode 157 of D&D&D. Be sure to follow us on social media at D&D&D Pod on Twitter or D&D&D Pod on Instagram, or email us at dndndpod@gmail.com. The Twitter persists for now. It has not died, so follow us on Twitter. I tweeted out the schedule recently for the rest of the year, so there will be Tim stories the next couple weeks, and then we will have season 5 episodes through the rest of December. So thank you so much for listening to the Tim story. I hope you guys are enjoying that. There will be a couple more chapters the next couple Wednesdays, and then we'll get back with the team for the rest of the month after that, so stay tuned. You can follow the subreddit. I don't know if that's what you, if you follow or you join, whatever you do with subreddits, reddit.com/r/dndpod for discussions with other listeners and things. And if Twitter does die, that may be the place where there are announcements about schedule and stuff like that. I don't know yet. But for now, Twitter exists and we will continue to use it until it becomes unviable. So check that out. Check out the subreddit and check out our Twitter and check out our Patreon, patreon.com/dndndpod. All patrons get commercial-free episodes, there are other rewards as well. We'll have a couple more t-shirts before the end of the year. Those are actively being worked on right now by Beth, and really excited to get those done and out in time for the new year. And then on to 2023. Can't believe we're already saying that. As we get into the holiday season, speaking of, great time to, if you're capable, if you have the means, look into some food-based charities that are important to you, locally or around the world. I'm personally a big fan of the work that World Central Kitchen does. You can check them out. Google World Central Kitchen. They're doing incredible things right now in Ukraine and all over the world. They're an unbelievable organization. There's a cool documentary too on Disney Plus on National Geographic called We Feed People, about the work that they do. That's unrelated, but it's a cool doc. Ron Howard did it, about Chef Jose Andreas and the work that he's done with World Central Kitchen. But yeah, if you're capable, find somewhere close to where you live or something that means something to you, and help out some people in our communities who are less fortunate and food insecure. It's a real problem, and you know, it's important as we gather here in the next few weeks, next couple months, with the people that we love, to think about those who don't have that ability, and it's a great opportunity to give back if you are capable. So check that out in general. Food-based charities this time of year, there's always drives and stuff. So find one that means something to you, and if you're capable, give back. It's good and it's fun, and here we like to do what's fun. But yeah, I think that is it for me for now. So we are going to do a couple more ads, and then we will get back to the rest of the adventure and see what happens here deep within the mountain. So thanks, everybody. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be back with Tim next week in the Shadowfell.
Excited to see where that story goes. I'm having a lot of fun writing it, and I hope you are enjoying listening to it. But until then, thanks, everybody. Do what's fun.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You run down the hallway, you get to a T left or right, and then we'll rejoin you guys.
Left.
Okay. What do you guys do? Okay. So you're whispering.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you just hear him say that?
I miss talking to you.
I know, me too. did you just hear him nonchalantly say, well, I guess they're dead, and that's fine. I'm pissed now.
I feel you. I'm not here for him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here for our buddy.
Okay. Did he have anything else we could steal?
And Marjorie's eyes light up.
I can't see that. I'm blind.
Okay,
right now.
So we get to the end of the path where it's safe to, like, I'm going to take, here's the plan.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take Fletch directly to our boy.
Okay.
Placemat.
Yeah.
He's going to implement his side of the plan, and I will rejoin him after I do my side of the plan.
Why are you making decisions for me?
That's what we use. What?
I want to kick this guy's ass right now.
Hold on. Wait. Here. Instead of kicking his ass, I'm just going to steal his magic.
Okay, do that. And then guide me so I can kick out the back of his legs and then punch him in the face.
Who are you?
Here's an important clarification. Does Fletch think that Flack and Zabbis just fell?
No, because they were standing right behind
him.
Yeah,
they were. Yeah. All right. So you're just like, he's making fun of them and he's happy they're dead and that's shitty.
He doesn't care. And I want to hurt him now and he can't see who does it.
Isn't the best medicine just being alone in the darkness with your own mind?
When did you get so soft?
When did you get so hard?
Season two? When was Get Hard?
Yeah, Hard was early on.
That was about season two. Yeah, 2017, 2018.
Oh, God.
Remember when we used to grow aubergines in the garden?
Okay, we don't have time for this. Do you want to get doormat or not? I will not get doormat unless I can kick this guy's ass real quick. Yeah.
Something,
yes.
Okay, fine. All right. Who's first? Mister, don't tell me what to do.
Yeah, good call. Oh shit! Let's knock out Dormac first.
Okay, and I lead him to Dormac.
Okay, I'm gonna have you roll a medicine roll. This is gonna be kind of like a Vulcan neck pinch kind of thing.
Okay, I will do that right now. 16.
Okay. Sure.
Oh no! It looks like your friend fell.
Do you say that?
And while he...
Oh, well, he does think that you're here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He does.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tap my foot onto part of the platform that is not safe.
Oh, nice.
Oh, so, okay. There's crumbling. It falls away. Marjorie, you can see this, that it falls into a very, very deep chasm. There's a splash at the bottom. You don't know whether it's water or not. And, you hear the guard go, "There's something in here with us." And Cedric spins around and you hear a whir.
Uh-oh.
But then nothing happens.
Yeah.
Oh, buddy.
There must be some sort of nullification field in this room. And that is why there's no light and our dark vision doesn't work. And my My cannon arm is malfunctioning. It's so perfectly designed. There's no other possible explanation.
Marjorie, now's the perfect time. Where are his legs? Hop on my back.
Ratatouille, yes. Your hair.
Direct me.
So, place Mac.
Doormat.
Doormac is on the ground right now.
Yes.
Place Mac.
Sorry. That poor guy.
And you want me to bring you over to punch this guy?
Yeah, just give him a little beating, and then we'll go grab Doormac and then bring him.
Wait, what was the prince's reaction to Doormac apparently falling and dying?
He didn't care.
He's more worried that his gun's not working.
Wow.
His tiny cannon wasn't working.
Wish Doormac was conscious to hear that.
I'll tell him.
I jump onto Fletch's back and I indicate Ratatouille style on his hair where to go.
All right, and you just want to punch him, and then
I want to like go up behind him and I want to like kick the back of his knee so that he like falls to his knees.
Okay,
and then I want to punch him in the face and then push him down and
damn,
try to break
here,
the cannon.
This shit.
I know.
You want to like stomp on the cannon?
I want to push it down so hopefully like when he falls, he lands on it and it breaks.
Oh, okay. Shit.
How crumbly is the zone where he's standing?
The zone where he's standing seems to be safe. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Marjorie doesn't want to like kill this guy. I just want to leave him alone in this room.
You just want to like, you want to break his glasses.
I want to break his glasses.
Yeah. That's what I want to do. Just a little bit worse.
I want him to feel like a real twat.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. Roll an unarmed strike.
And as he's unarmed striking, oh, I'm sorry. I'll go ahead.
Well, I mean, it's dark. Roll it. I mean, advantage. Yeah.
I want to assist because like I can, Hans can get down and sort of be the thing he tripped.
Oh,
you
want to do that?
So you push him over, pants?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, fine. We'll do that. Fine. We'll do that. 22. Right,
22 will hit. You do that.
Nice.
And he falls backwards. You hear a crack. Something breaks. And as he falls into the safe part of the marble, and something breaks. You hear.
There is something in it. God, ready yourself. There seems to be some sort of a beast hidden here in the dark. My immaculately engineered cannon arm has been broken by these darkness beasts, and we could capture them and take the zoological medal from that Kremen. He's gone now. No one will ever know.
Ooh.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I just rolled 17 for sleight of hand to get that tablet. And that stylus.
Okay, yeah. As he fell, it kind of like fell out of his jacket, and you're able to grab it with
Perfect.
A 17. Sure, you have that.
Can I hear where his voice is coming from, right?
Yes.
I'm going to just try to bop him square on the face with my bow.
Staff. Okay, staff, another, yes. another, yeah, roll with, again, with it, not with advantage, because, now he's kind of in a different spot. You're just following his voice.
Is that just okay?
He's still on the ground.
27.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You can
just smack him right in the face.
And then he doesn't say anything else.
Great.
I grab Fletch's hand and start running back down the curvy, windy way.
We got to get Doormac.
Oh yeah. Fuck.
Roll athletics to carry Doormac. The guard is like, "My prince, where are you? I can't find you."
Dirty 20.
They're kind of like comedy of errors bumping into each other and stuff. Dirty 20, you grab him.
Nice. Wait, isn't there only one guard left?
There's one guard left.
One guard left.
Okay.
And he doesn't have his tools.
And
I, as we're running or scooting our way back along the path, I'm going to run back or yell back.
Don't mess with the cult.
oh my God.
This... It is cultism. It's cultiness.
And I giggle the way that I did earlier.
Oh, nice.
There was something there. I was right.
You were.
But it also is the cult of the werewolves. Woo!
Werewolves? What? We were not... But there's no light. There's no moon. That is curious indeed. That is, goes was, against everything we know of werewolves.
He's not in his werewolf form.
These are very forthcoming cultists. Quick, God, we need to find a way across this room. And you hear him kind of yelling at the guard as you guys walk down the hallway. Now you are presented with the same choice, right or left.
Oh.
It's always go left. We got to go left.
All right. You both ended up choosing left. But Zabbis and Flack have a head start. You guys went left. And you get to where you are on the second level of an open atrium into what looks to be a bigger temple. And when you look down to the lower level, everything is lit somehow. You don't know how. This isn't just you in dark vision. It's dimly lit. Yeah. It's torch lit, but it is lit nonetheless. And this is an old temple carved out of a dark stone. It is very... intentionally done, but not well kept. There's still a griminess to it. And you see in this atrium on the lower level, you see some dwarves in dark robes walking around. They have not noticed you.
Yikes.
You can continue down the path that you are walking. There is a doorway at the opposite end of it. Or you can turn again left to follow to a staircase that descends down to the lower level. What do you do?
Is there any like insignia anywhere that like gives us clues as to who these people are? I mean, I'm assuming it's the cult, but we don't know that.
You,
for sure.
Zabbis, because you can read all writing.
Yeah.
Do see that there are runes carved along the railings of this room. They're faint and worn, and you don't get every letter, but you're able to piece together that they're describing the actions of the dragon Didridon as it created the very mountain range that you're in. It's like an origin story, and it kind of repeats.
Okay. What should we do?
Straight or down?
And pass without a trace. Still
on you guys, yes.
An hour.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Which way does straight go?
Straight goes into a new room.
Oh, okay.
Down goes
into the lower level of this like atrium, and there were cultists down there. You saw them like cross through this like courtyard, even though it's not open. And then into like another place.
Let's just go straight, maybe.
Okay.
And we'll see what's in this other room.
Okay.
All right, you continue straight. Moments later, Fletch and Margarine arrive at the same place. You do not see cultists. What do you do?
You're a tracker, right? Like, where did they go?
Oh, they went this way.
All right, and you continue. You continue the same
what
direction.
What do you want me to do? I'm a tracker.
Let's just say you guys meet back up, because we could just keep doing this twisting and turning until...
Oh, hey.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys. Oh, I see you brought doormat.
Where did we meet up? Like, where are we?
You are in a room that looks to be like stacks, like a library stacks.
Ooh, are there books?
There are not books. There are like stone tablets.
Okay.
That are like slid into rows on these racks. And it's a pretty big room.
Yeah.
Fletch has Dormac over his shoulder. Margarine is still... Are you still pants? Or did you?
Oh, I'm still pants.
Okay.
But pants can talk now.
Yeah.
Pants is going to go to Zabbis.
We can't let Fletch go off by himself. He came back a changed man. That I watched him want to murder someone.
Who, the prince?
Yeah.
I didn't want to murder.
That's understandable.
He'd be like, he swung to beat him up and the darkness sucker punched.
Did you do it? Did it land?
We pushed him over and then I hit him in the face with the bow staff.
Fuck yeah.
But the reason.
Broke his nose.
The reason.
Oh, man, I wish I was there to see it.
What Margarine is not telling you both is that he didn't care that you perished.
No, we heard
that. Like, yeah, we figured. Yeah,
but he didn't care about Dormat.
He also didn't care about Dormat.
Oh.
So.
Yeah.
That's right.
He doesn't care about anybody but himself, so I wanted to kick his ass. So I didn't want to kill him. I was going to leave him.
It sounded like you were. It sounded like you wanted to curb stomp.
What?
That was the interpretation I had in the moment.
Yeah, dude, I want him to be so embarrassed. You took something from him, right? You were able to grab something.
You still have the like mechanical legs, right? Mm-hmm. Marjorie pulls out the tablet and the stylus. What's that?
Let's find out.
And she writes the old people language for cart.
Two panels on the belt, I guess, of the legs slide open, and two additional legs erupt from them, making four legs.
What?
And they kind of lower into and extend into like a cab.
What? I'm a car.
Oh my God.
Whoa.
I'm just instantly like, I'm proficient in vehicles. I want to drive you around.
I can control this. I watched him the language. He wrote down like old people language in here in order to get your legs to do the hover thing.
No shit.
What do you want to be?
A weapon.
I write down axe.
Oh, God.
A panel slides open on the belt next to one of the legs, and one of the legs retracts, and then you hear like mechanical noises and gears shifting and stuff, and then horizontal at first, an axe slides out, and then it flips vertical.
Oh my
God. Then it starts like chopping like a battle bot.
Oh my God, it's like Maurice's fucking wood chopping
thing.
That's
what I thought of too.
Beauty and the Beast.
Oh yeah.
This is like a Wild Wild West contraption, man.
Yeah.
You're getting dangerously close to being Kenneth Branagh on that movie.
Yeah. I can't do that accent. Neither could Kenneth Branagh.
Yeah. Yeah.
You just let me know what you need, and I'm your girl.
Okay, I think you can put the axe away.
I erase the word axe.
It returns to a fourth leg. You were kind of like teetering a little bit while the axe was out.
So this is awesome. Look, we completely embarrassed this man. You took his stuff. It's going to take a lot of effort to get back up.
Yeah, and I also pull out all of the gems.
Oh, nice.
Jeez. Yeah.
Those are from his fucking arm?
Yeah.
They're small. They're smaller than a golf ball, each one, just to put a size to it. And they're a round cut.
Are they magic?
They are magic. He said that the green one was acid, but I have a bunch of other colors if you want to take a pick. Hey, Zebes.
What?
Would you like some candy?
Oh, wait, which colors are...
There's a ruby, a sapphire, a diamond, a topaz, an amethyst, and an emerald.
Yeah.
Ooh. You said there's a sapphire?
There is.
Can I have a sapphire?
You can.
What does that do?
Roll Arcana.
It's +10 to agility. Okay. Sorry, that's an emerald.
9?
Nine, it just kind of starts to feel a little wet.
Okay. Cool. Thanks for this damp gem.
I offer my hand to Flack.
Which one did you take?
The blue one.
Okay.
The sapphire.
I'll take the diamond, baby.
Okay. Do you want to do anything with it?
Yeah.
Roll Arcana.
What are diamonds going to do? Is it going to just... You get hard.
15.
Again, get hard.
Everybody roll a dexterity saving throw.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Yeah. Yes, including you.
21.
19.
You guys are good.
20.
Good.
30, 20.
Ooh. Nat 1.
The diamond starts, you channel magical energies, you try to use your magic, you start humming a little tune, and the diamond starts to vibrate. It starts to vibrate in your hand until electrical charge erupts from it, spreading out in all directions from the room. Everybody else hits the deck, but you are unable to react fast enough since it originates in your hand, and you are shocked by a lightning surge for 12 damage.
Oh, Jesus.
12 electrical damage.
Whoa, yours is cool. Mine's just kind of wet.
Mine sucks.
Oh, you're kind of like me.
What? What? Oh, yeah. Lightning Bros.
That felt good.
I'm glad Fletch cannot get the lightning one.
Yeah, that kind of sucks. I thought it was the yellow one.
Yeah, I wouldn't have guessed it would be the yellow diamond one.
Yeah, Marjorie, for a moment, thinks maybe to pull the lightning one back from Black's black hand. Yeah. And then doesn't. She offers her hand to Fletch.
Cool. I guess I'll take the yellow one.
Okay. Do you want to try to activate it?
Yeah.
Roll Arcana.
14.
With a 14, a thunderclap erupts. Everybody make dexterity saving throws once again.
Just lightning?
It's not lightning. This is thunder.
Nat 20. So I got a 30.
23. 19.
15.
Okay. You are all able to keep your feet, but there is a shockwave from this very loud sound.
Oh, God damn it.
That erupts from this gem, this thunderclap. And then for a moment, by comparison, there's an eerie stillness and silence until you hear an alarm.
I didn't think, like, we're in here just making all kinds of noise. Like, oh, what is mine?
I didn't think it was going to be a thunderclap. That's just crazy.
It's me.
Mine, like, made my hand tingle.
Oh.
The alarm.
Mine, too.
The alarm goes off and echoes throughout this entire space. There is in the room that you are in, these stacks, there is the doorway that you just came through, or you can retreat further in. You can stay where you are. What do you do in
stacks
this
like
moment?
Books?
Yes, it's like, well, they're not books, they're stone tablets.
Sorry.
Maybe we should just keep going.
Yeah, let's go, because we saw some cultists that way.
Yeah.
Down, really?
And
we
down like
seen
the atrium. Yeah.
Okay, lead the way.
Is there electricity? Like, is there lights? How are we
seeing? It's like torchlight.
Torchlight, okay.
Oh, Marjorie, can you add the word light to the tablet and see if I have a little flashlight cart?
Yeah, and Marjorie puts the green, the red, and the purple emerald rubies, puts all three of those back into her pocket, pulls out the tablet, and writes light on the cart instructions.
One of the legs retreats back into the belt, and there's some mechanical whirring, and then it comes back out as a light.
Can my three legs rearrange themselves to be more of a tripod stance?
Like a trike?
A trike. Right tricycle. Mm-hmm.
So old people don't know what that is, so she has to combine just to make like a Shakespeare word. Make it tricycle. It'd be... three and bicycle.
Okay, you write three and like
three light bicycle.
Three light
lit three bicycle.
You write three lit three bicycle and all.
No, lit three wheel.
You write lit three wheel and all four appendages.
She does this, so it keeps like fucking up. The
Flash is bouncing up and down. The alarm's blaring in the background.
Oh, God.
I spelled it wrong. Sorry.
All the appendages retreat back into the belt. There's a bunch of mechanical whirring. And then three spokes come out of the belt. And then those spokes turn into like metal wheels.
Cool.
That have like an LED strip on them.
Wow. This is the coolest option.
It's just Tron all of a sudden.
Yeah.
That's fun.
All right, follow me.
And you wheel away. D&D is a Moorpark Media podcast and a Spotify preferred partner. Written and edited by me, James Gressel. D&D is performed by James A. Janisse, Chelsea Rebecca, Beth Bradloff, and Mike Seigen.